All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. All right, let me get over here. For some reason, I'm getting ads all through Rumble. Is Rumble showing ads, like continuous ads right now?
Not for me. Are you signed
in? What the heck, man? Something is going on with Rumble.
I'll look at it.
I'm looking. Look at that. Rumble ads constantly right now.
Oh, yeah, you're signed out. That's why.
What the heck? How am I signed out? I just signed in. What the freak, man?
Look. I'll fix it.
Wait, no. I mean, I'm sitting right next to the chat right now. I'm sorry, everybody that's live. I'm sitting right next to the chat. How could I not be live? I'm sitting right next to the live. See? I'm sitting right next to the live chat with that going on.
Yeah, you're just not signed in, though.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm doing the same thing I always do. All right, let me say it. Everybody, now just click me over into one. All right. You'd think this would make me nervous. It doesn't. I don't care anymore. I've humiliated myself in front of so many people. It really doesn't matter. All right, let me say it, everybody. Chopper Supernut is on. Mike Griffith is on. Robin Aroni's on. Sixlin's on. Confederate One's on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Prayerworks 2 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Judy Anita is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Ambully's on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Gritterdom is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Confederate One is on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Supergirl 21 is on. Dave Satters is on. D9597 is on. Big Scott 1's on. Johnny F62 is on. Coco DeMinkey's on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Golf Master 1 is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Lady Voo's on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. KGP Co. is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Punk and Drifting on Wood is on. Kathy 1604 is on. Crowlette is on. Let me see. TGA T1 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Let me see. Peg McGroin is on. King Slutsy McGroin is on. McGroin Nation is here. John Phillips 1973 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Jayanna Jones is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Freedom Rings is on. Becklin 60 is on. Let me see. Scrolling down. S. Clark 1968 is on. Appreciate you guys. Love you. All right. Now just going over the list here of everybody who's been swatted over the last 48 to 72 hours. Just so everybody knows. Alex Jones basically gets, and this is hyperbolic, but he basically gets swatted every single day. He's been swatted literally thousands of times where the Austin Police Department just basically do what they aren't even really allowed to do, which is to blow it off because he's been swatted thousands of times. So they just can't keep showing up to Alex Jones' house. He got swatted 30 years ago, and I was listening to his program today. He was talking about it. So Alex Jones, I'm still counting him as being swatted because I guarantee you they've tried, but they just blow it off. Jamie White, of course, Alex Jones' number one writer, was murdered. Very suspicious circumstances. On the Ukrainian hit list. Trump is on the Ukrainian hit list. Elon Musk is on the Ukrainian hit list. Chase Geyser's on the Ukrainian hit list. I don't know if Owen Schroyer is. But what General Michael Flynn said is that because they can't get to Trump, they're trying to get to a lot of the people that speak for him. And just say, and from what I've heard, Trump watches, or his people watch, InfoWars every day because Alex Jones is usually a couple months ahead of everybody else. Tom, you sound like an advertisement for Alex Jones. I'm not. I'm just telling you what's true. I mean, I listen to Alex Jones, Bongino, and Bannon. That's really who I listen to. And a myriad of other sources on Twitter, the ones that you hear me say, like the first one tonight's Mazemore. I watch Mazemore all the time, too. But anyway, so Jamie White was murdered, basically shot through the neck, up through his arm, shot through the neck, execution style, one shot. That's highly unusual, especially if it's a gangbanger type of situation when they have a Soros district attorney there, doesn't prosecute gun crime, but or any crime at all. But when you're on the Ukrainian hit list, it's very suspicious when you are killed with one bullet. It's usually in gangbang style shootings. People are killed with multiple bullets. Chase Geyser has now been swatted twice. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been swatted multiple times. Tim Pool has been swatted multiple times. And they, not recently. Gunther Eagleman got swatted today or yesterday. Tesla's been attacked. Trump Tower has been attacked. Mar-a-Lago raided. That's just the situation that we're in right now. And then, of course, the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist, i.e. the Democratic Party, they call us the what? They call us the violent ones. I'm going to show you all the videos, but have you seen what's going on right now? And we're the violent. When do we ever do any of this? When do we SWAT anybody? When have you ever heard? Have you ever heard of Maxine Waters being swatted? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, any Democratic Party politician, any Democratic Party pundit. Does Cenk Uygur, does he ever get swatted? No, because nobody gives two craps what he says. He has no audience. So, I mean, did any of these people, did any of these people get swatted? Absolutely not. And it's not because they have no audience. It's because we don't act like that. You and I do not, we do not act like that. The left does and then accuses us of acting like they do. It's called, of course, projection. All right, let me launch into this now. I could talk about this, the violence and the hierarchical hypocrisy. If I start right now, I mean, literally, it'll be 9:48 before I even get to the first slide, so I'm not going to do it to you. All right, let me start off with this one. Maze More video, and this is just a fun way to start. It's part of the myriad of slides that I have that I title them opposition. This is our opposition. Of course, this is Morning Mika. It's supposed to be Morning Joe, but Bannon renamed it Morning Mika. But anyway, so this is Morning Joe with Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough, but They're speaking with Molly Jung Fast, and Maze Moore said this. Molly Jung Fast blocked me, of course, because I can't handle anything. Such a shame. I wanted to congratulate her on that nifty article she wrote for Vanity Fair a couple of days ago. So insightful. He says all this, of course, facetiously and sarcastically, because this is what she predicted. Now watch the video closely, because her predictions will be backed up by truthful graphs. Play for me, Will.
Molly Jung Fast, your latest piece is entitled Donald Trump's Empty Promises Are Catching Up to Him. And in it, you write this. Voters were angry, but most weren't angry about government spending. They were angry about the price of eggs. If you were to argue that Trump has a mandate, and he would argue that he does, it would be to make prices lower. Trump promised many pie-in-the-sky things, but Trump's biggest, boldest campaign promise was downright impossible. It was a promise that Kamala Harris couldn't make because there was no way to do it. Trump vowed to immediately reverse inflation and to immediately make things cheaper. Harris couldn't promise that because even with the most aggressive government intervention, there is no realistic way to do it.
So why can't Harris promise it? I mean, you hear the commentary by one of the leading voices of the Democratic Party, Molly Jung Fast, that Harris couldn't promise it because of the political atmosphere? What is she even talking about? So Molly Jung Fast comes out and says the egg price, of course, is already gone, because here's the thing. This is very deep now. This is very deep. Here's how it turns out. It turns out that if you don't kill 160 million chickens, egg prices seem to stay steady or go down. Isn't that weird how that works? If you don't actually kill most of the chicken laying population, egg prices go down or stay the same. I mean, does that make sense to everybody? Mm-hmm. Kind of weird, isn't it? So Molly Jung Fast makes all these predictions. She says that Trump wasn't elected because everybody was angry at government spending. Bull freaking crap. We run the debt clock here regularly. Trump was elected because all of us are sick and tired of government waste, fraud, and abuse. Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Just get my other one ready for me. There he is right now. So we did elect Donald Trump to get rid of these things. Look at the Doge clock, almost at $200 billion. Because we can play the game right now. Let's wait for the next $1 million to be spent, shall we? It's coming. Here it comes. There's another 100,000. There's another 100,000. This is still with Trump. And by the way, we just passed the CR to continue this. Tom, I thought you were a Trump. I am a Trump guy. But we just passed the CR, which is continuing resolution, to spend at Biden levels. And Chuck Schumer just caved and signed off on it. If Chucky signs off, it's not good. That's like if the devil signs off. If the devil signs off on what you're doing, it's not good. We just spent another $1 million, and I guarantee if I asked Aaron to time it for me, it would be between 19 and 22 seconds.
I did. It was 20 seconds.
There it is. Told you. We spent another $1 million in 20 seconds. We're still doing it under Trump. Well, Tom, give him time. No, this is it. This is, there is the Apollo Creed, Rocky III. There is no tomorrow. There is, Thomas Massey's the only one who's correct. Do you sound like a sycophant for Thomas Massey? No, I will point out who's ever correct. There should be a continuing resolution spending at Biden levels. Does everybody realize this now? Does everybody realize this? That we were spending about, these are all round up figures or rounded down figures, but they're all relatively accurate. That pre-COVID, so 2019, we were spending about $5 trillion a year and bringing in a little over $4 trillion a year in tax revenue. Now, of course, that would mean we're accumulating massive deficits of about $500 billion a year. Now we're accumulating deficits of at least $2 trillion a year, when it was $500 billion a year. So we are now when COVID, when the plague struck, you know, that struck the 99.99% survival virus post-infection, and everyone started to pretend that it was not us that are red-pilled, those of us that are watching right now, those of us in this room, but most of the world, including most evangelical Christians and most conservatives, Republicans, most, not all, but most, they all donned masks and played along with the delusion, just like if you're playing along with the delusion of a man with a taped up penis pretending to be a woman, right? Pretending, well, I'm going to call her a her. No, he's a she. She is a he, and that's what you call him. So everybody participated in the delusion, and we decided to spend $2 trillion extra dollars a year since COVID. You realize in the state of California, they're still spending money. This is a state Gavin Newsom was handed a $20 to $30 trillion budget surplus, and now they have a $70 to $80 billion budget deficit, and they're still allocating money for COVID workspaces. Do you realize that? And again, why are we doing it? Here's the thing. Get ready now. It's going to piss a lot of people off. Got 912 people watching, probably 100 people drop off. Because nobody wants to hear anything negative about Donald Trump. Nothing. Well, then listen, start worshiping him. Just carve an Ezra pole to him and start burning incense then. He's a human being. This is not correct. We should not be doing this, CR. You have to stand your ground sometime. Well, we're just going to do it until. You know how many times I've heard, we're just going to do it until. Do you see this? Nothing's changing. We can have lower egg prices all we want. We can have lower inflation all we want. The tsunami is sitting off the coast. Egg prices, even gas prices, and even inflation are basically lawn chairs on the Titanic, and you're organizing them. Now let's get the lawn chairs in place.
Yeah,
no, that's in comparison to this. This is the Titanic right here. Nobody's doing a freaking thing about it, including the Trump administration. That's a fact. That's a fact. I love Trump. Voted for him 3 times. If he runs again, which I hope he does, I'm voting for him again because he's certainly better than anything else. But this was not conquered by him in his first administration, and they're not dealing with it now. They're bumping it down the road. And by the way, one of my favorites, just Steve Bannon, probably first and second, Bannon, Bongino, Alex Jones, all kind of tied for first place. Steve Bannon was for this. You can't. Dan Bongino was for this. Dan Bongino is a deficit hawk. He's a wonderful human being. Now, deputy director of the FBI in 2 weeks. But anyway, they're wrong. You can't continue. You must stop at some point. Rand Paul's not voting for the CR. Thomas Massie's not voting for the CR. And everyone goes, well, they need to get on board. Why would you want them to get on board with Biden-level spending? Well, because Trump's in office. Okay, so then you're a Democrat then. Because that's what Democrats do. Because this is Biden-level spending, and they're refusing initially to sign off on it because Trump is going to spend the same money Biden's spending. But Trump's doing it, so now it's wrong. And now if you're a Republican, are you going vice versa? Now that Trump is spending like Biden, it's right? That makes sense, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what are we doing? You stop spending it. Well, then I won't get elected. I won't get reelected. Well, what's the point of electing you if you're going to be a Democrat once you're in office? Mm-hmm. Yep. What's the point? There's no point. We might as well just lose and let the Democrats run everything because that's what's happening right now. We might as well not have any Republicans up there. Well, you know, if we have them up there, you know, at least we have representation and they're slowing things. How is that? Looks like it's slowing down to you? Does it slow down? Why are we passing a CR? Because that's what Mike Johnson wants to do. That's what the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist and the establishment Republican Party wants to do. Because the establishment Republican Party and the establishment Democratic Party are simply part of a humanistic amalgam. That's all that they are. One is to fool you. The other one is to defeat you. And the one that's to fool you is to fool you into believing you're not being defeated because that's defeat. And it should be stopped. It should absolutely be stopped. And I meant to get on the whole thing about Molly Jung fast, but I lost my way. She's a liar. Anyway, you can put that graph back up. I want to show you what a liar. Here's our opposition. It's still bold-faced liars. Absolute liars. So here she is. She's saying Trump was brought into office not because people wanted him to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. We wanted to continue to have Elmo in Iraq. That's really, that's what we wanted, Molly. We wanted circumcisions in Mozambique and birth control in Afghanistan to the tune of $100 million a year. That's what we really wanted, Molly. Now, we elected him exact. Wasn't Doge out before November 5th? Wasn't it? So we all did vote for Doge because we all know Doge was coming. So she's a liar and she's a propagandist. These people have no soul. They have no ethics. They have no integrity. They have no human dignity. She will just simply say whatever she is stenographered to say. Here's what you say, stenographer. Just say it. Just say it. That's what they do. So there's when Trump took office, there's the inflation. She says to Trump that inflation's up higher. You saw on the pregame, they say that Elon before was at his highest level ever as far as finance, $350 billion worth of value. Now they say he's broke because that's what there is no integrity. You and I, you, me, Will, Aaron, we're going to tell you what is actually true, what's going on. We're going to lie and burn in hell for all of eternity, Revelation 21:8. We're not going to do that. These people will just lie because they believe it gains them some sort of power. But here's the truth. There's the inflation rate when Trump took office. There it is right down in the bottom right-hand corner. She's a bold-faced Goebbels propagandist liar. That's where I really miss cussing when I'm dealing with people like this. And what has to happen, going back to the debts and deficits stuff, you can bring it back to me, is that somebody's going to have to make a stand at some point. Do I think Trump will eventually make a stand on the debt and deficit? I do, actually. But it's being kicked down the road now for political expediency. Why? 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 It's the perfect time. We're all excited about the cuts. Why don't we cut back? Here's the plan. It's a very simple plan here. Are you ready? Cut back to spending levels of 2019. Now, let me tell you this. This CR, which why I'm talking about the CR yet. I've got a whole section on the CR. Who knows if I'll ever get to it. But the CR does, okay, here it is, does cut. Real cuts, not... Now, normally you have to speak Washington lingo. When they tell you cuts, it's cut to the rate of growth. So normally they would grow the waste, fraud, and abuse by 7-8%. And when they and then let's just say the waste, fraud, and abuse is $100 billion a year. And then they tell you, yeah, we cut that back. We've cut it. We've cut spending by 10%. They didn't cut spending by 10%. They cut. So here's how it works. So normally they spend $100 billion, right, per year. The rate of increase is 10%, so the next year would be $110 billion on condoms for Mozambique. So they tell you, no, we've cut that. We cut that spending by 4%. So you're thinking, wow, so it's 4% off of the $100 billion. No, it's 4% off of the 10% they add every year.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So they still get an increase of 6%. And then that lasts forever long, however long that CR is, that omnibus package, then it retroactively goes back to the original spending. That's why we're $37 trillion in debt. We're getting up to $37 trillion in debt. That's how it works. But this CR does actually cut, not rate of increase, $7 billion. Stop laughing, Aaron.
Wow.
And that's what everybody's excited about. That's what Steve Bannon tells. And I'm ripping the people that I love. That's what Steve Bannon tells you to get on board with, Dan Bongino. Why is Massey the only correct person? Why?
Yeah.
I barely even follow Thomas Massey. I'm just telling you, why is he and Rand Paul the only correct people? Why? It's cutting $7 billion. Okay, now, this CR runs from when to where? I mean, from where to where? It runs from basically right now because the government was supposed to shut down. Who cares? On Friday, but now it's not because Schumer caved. Because Schumer didn't just cave. He bent over, grabbed his ankles. He wasn't an ankle grabber. He bent over and grabbed his butt cheeks and spread them wide. That's what he did. You know why he did it? Because it's Biden-level spending. $7 billion off. Okay, we're like, $7 billion, that's a lot. Well, we all know, and I'm not speaking to you in a condescending way, but a lot of people do need to hear it in a condescending way. It's $7 billion off of a, so this CR goes from when to when? It goes from right now, so let's just say March, all of March, all the way through September, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So we'll round it down to 7 months. So it's 7 months worth of $6.8 trillion a year worth of spending.
Oh,
did we get that? Isn't that great? So basically, let's just round it down. Let's just call it even $5 trillion worth of spending.
Here. There you go.
Okay. So we're going to spend $5 trillion. But don't worry, Aaron, Will, everybody watching. Mm. We're going to knock off $8 billion of that. Remember now, a trillion is 1,000 billions. And we're going to knock $7 billion off of one of the $5 trillion we're going to spend in the next 7 months. That's the Republican Congress accomplishment. Well, if we don't vote this in, the government will shut down. We don't care. It'll be the Democrats' fault anyway. Why don't we just go for it? Why, this is the time. Have we ever been any hotter than we are right now? We're cutting all these things. Will made a great point last night that I never actually thought of. If everybody was so worried about these cuts, why is nobody out on the streets? Where's my USAID worker? Nobody's out there. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a crap. Where's FEMA? We don't see FEMA anywhere. Trust me, because I know we've been through several hurricanes. You never see freaking FEMA. You see Ron DeSantis. That's all you see here. You don't see freaking FEMA. So nobody's worried about this. This is the time to act. Go in there. Grab. You know what? They need to all go to a seminar by that street preacher. Aaron, see if you can find that video. And just play it side by side. If you get it while I'm in the middle of the rant. If you don't, just cut it off. The street preacher got the gun pointed in his face. It's all over. He was on Alex Jones today. But all of these congressmen and women, and I'm talking about the ones that I love, because Chip Roy signed on to this.
Oh, my God.
Everybody signed on. Everybody did. Every Marjorie Taylor Greene signed on, or Lone Bobert. Everybody signed on to it. Everybody did. Everybody needs to go to a seminar with the street preacher with the giant nuts. Everybody needs to go to a seminar with that guy, because nobody has any in Congress. Because all you need to do, here he is right here. Okay, they all need to go listen to this guy preach for hours every day. I'll put it on, a 2-week seminar right here. I'll house it at a Foundation Church. I'm not kidding. Oh, this guy wants to come. Well, how's it here? I'm inviting every member of Congress to come down here and listen to this guy preach and actually grow a set of testicles that you can live like that. You know what? Because none of them have any freaking testicles at all. None of them, male or female. They don't have any. You go back and you go, you know, we're going to go to pre-COVID spending, because you can bring it back to me. So if it's pre-COVID spending, because why? Okay, if we increase spending, in 2020, we added $2 trillion a year in spending. It's $1.8 trillion a year. Spending $5 trillion went up to $6.8 trillion. Spent a total of $7 to $8 trillion in COVID, right? And none of it was spent on COVID. Only $800 billion was actually spent on COVID. The rest of it has disappeared into the wind. Two Democratic Party NGOs to fund Democratic Party initiatives. So if we had to increase all of that spending for COVID, right? And now, is COVID still here, Aaron? Is COVID still here? Yes or no?
No,
it's not. No. Why is nobody here? Everyone's afraid to answer me. Simple. No, it's not here. Aaron and I never was here.
Correct. That's why I was laughing.
But I'm saying for the world, is it here anymore?
No.
Okay, it's not, right? It hasn't been here for years, right? Nobody cares.
Right.
All right, so why are we still, why would we not go back? If it was solely spent on COVID, then why aren't we going back to $5 trillion a year instead of 6.8? And Trump's in charge now. Why? And again, Trump is the one who actually increased the COVID spending.
Yep.
You're like, again, man, Tom, you're being mean to Trump. And listen, I'm not mean or nice to anybody. I just tell you what's true. I just tell you exactly what's true. That's it. I'm not a sycophant for anybody except for the Bible, except for Jesus, except for the Holy Ghost, except for Father God. That's it. I'm not a sycophant for anybody. I'm not saying that to be prideful. It's because the people are people and they're fallible. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Trump's the best president, in my opinion, in history, including George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's got some shaky stuff there.
Yeah.
So you know. But he's the greatest president in history. It doesn't mean he's faultless or perfect. It doesn't mean that everything he's doing is 4D chess. Now, this could be for some reason, but you have to take a stand. Go back to 2009. Listen, we were spending at deficits then. We were spending at deficits then. If we go back to 2019 spending, we're still going to be racking up billions and billions of dollars worth of deficits every year. But we certainly could stem the tide and start paying this thing back. We didn't need all the money we were spending in 2019 to be spent. That's what needs to happen. Can't believe I went all on. All right, let's go to rogue judges now. So now, where Trump is great, of course, is Doge. And you have... that was the title of tonight's show. The only hope the Democrats have is rogue judges in blue jurisdictions. So here's the latest. Scott McFarland tweet. He's a leftist CBS News guy. But he actually put out the best comprehensive tweet about this, except for the top line, which, of course, I sent him a response making fun of him. Flash, big defeat in court for Trump administration. Not a big defeat in court for Trump administration. The leftist judge in San Francisco. How's a leftist judge? Of course, why don't they try these things in Tampa, Florida? We got judges. Aaron, do we have judges here?
Yeah.
We have federal judges here, don't
yeah.
we? Yeah. Why don't we try them here? Why wouldn't you try it in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Why wouldn't you try it even in Atlanta, Georgia? Why is it always San Francisco or Hartford, Connecticut? Why is that exactly? I mean, I'm just curious. Chicago, Illinois, New York City. Big defeat for Trump administration, which is a lie. It's all going to end up at SCOTUS anyway and be reversed. Because you have these little weasels that are politicians in judges' robes that are legislating from the bench. Federal judge in San Francisco, of course, San Francisco, where there's so much feces on the street, there's nowhere to actually walk. Effective immediately, the reinstatement of all probationary employees who were fired at six agencies, VA, USDA, DOD, Department of Education, DOI, and Department of Treasury, all have to be reinstated suddenly. All right, go to the next one for me. The Article 3 Project, this is Mike Davis's group. Clinton judge, of course, can we all just guess that? Clinton judge William Alsop reversed President Trump's decision to fire thousands of probationary federal employees. This is likely heading to Supreme Court. Read more about this at the Substack for the Article 3 Project. So it's likely going to the Supreme Court. I wanted to hear it from an attorney. All right, go to the next one for me. Now here's Mike Davis himself. The president fired thousands of probationary federal employees, which is his right. Of course it's his right. You know why? Because he's the chief executive of the executive branch. Simple as that. And you know what you do when you're in charge of the executive? You actually rule the executive. You actually are in charge of the executive. You can actually go ahead and do what you want to do because you're in charge of it. And if they don't like it, then they hire another person in 4 years via an election. Their recourse is to file their individual claims with the Merit Systems Protection Board. So if you get fired in Washington, D.C., you just go to the Merit Systems Protection Board. That sounds like hell on earth, but that's what you do. That's what you do. You go to the Merit Systems Protection Board. That's what you do. Judges have nothing to do with people being fired. If you are in charge of the executive branch, you have the right to do what you want to do. Right? I mean, again, this is nothing to, nobody's being fired for race, religion, transgenderism, nobody's being for their sexual preferences or anything else. They're being fired because they're useless. Their position is useless. Not the individual, but their position is useless. A lot of the individuals are useless also. So they're being fired for those reasons. When you have 14,000 people running USAID and you can run it with 300, which is what they're doing right now, then you go ahead and you fire the other 13,700 people. That's what you do. And that's what Trump has done because he's in charge of the executive branch. Therefore, he has the right to do whatever he wants with the executive branch. Yet left-wing activists ran to San Francisco, left-wing activist judge. I think he thinks he has the power to force the president to rehire tens of thousands against his will. Chief Justice John Roberts has allowed activist judges to sabotage the president's core Article 2 executive powers, which is correct. Because they upheld a lower court ruling earlier. And that's, again, that lower court ruling had to do with frozen expenditures. You can bring it back to me. But anyway, what he's talking about, just so everybody knows, what Mike Davis is talking about, is a lower court ruling that had to do with, and that was Judge Ali, strike one. So Judge Ali said another, I believe he's the dual citizenship with Canada and all that stuff. But anyway, he said that, you know, Trump had to reinitiate all of the spending. A D.C. judge who has no power, who wasn't elected. Isn't that funny, Aaron? Don't they always say that Elon Musk wasn't elected, therefore he has no rights? Well, these judges aren't elected. They're appointed by senators. So anyway, they wasn't elected. But anyway, so this judge who wasn't elected says, you know what? Trump has to unfreeze all this money for USAID and numerous other entities that are used to fund Democratic Party NGOs for their own corrupt practices around the globe. So that went to SCOTUS, and of course, we were supposed to have a 6-3 SCOTUS in our favor, but Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts ruled with the leftists. Imagine ruling with Elena Kagan, Sotomayor, or Ketanji Brown Jackson. I mean, being on their side in anything. Right there, again, you're siding with Satan himself. All right, so anyway, so they sided with him, but what they sided was is that he overstepped that Ali had judicial hubris. In other words, he had overstepped his bounds, but yet still supported his ruling. But they kicked it back to him saying that he had to be more specific in his ruling. Therefore, he is going to have to specifically pinpoint the judge what spending has to be unfrozen. Is it going to be the $50 million for condoms in Gaza? Is it going to be the $50 million for condoms in Mozambique? Is it going to be the, I mean, circumcisions in Mozambique? The $50 million for Gaza, for condoms, for Al-Qaeda? I mean, oops, Afghanistan citizens. Every year they get spent. Is it the $43 million a week? Get this from Will's Iraq, but whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan, veteran that we're still spending our Gulf, spending $43 million a week on our Gulf War enemies, sending it to our Gulf War enemies that all these Americans died for, got their heads blown off, got their legs blown off by improvised explosive devices on the side of the road and many other things. But anyway. So this judge is going to have to do that. Now, what's going to happen is when it comes back to Judge Ali, strike one, then those individual rulings will then go to SCOTUS and then probably be overturned by Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts. Now, they should have done that originally, but they want to be acceptable in the D.C. cocktail circuit so they can be the right-winger in the room. They can be the conservative in the room, the reasonable conservative. They don't want me in the room. They don't want Aaron in the room. They don't want Will in the room. Don't want you in the room. We're the reprobates. We're the deplorable, smelly Walmart people, according to Peter Strzok. No, they want the acceptable, enlightened, reasonable, pliable, which means bent over, boot licking and butt kissing conservative in the DC cocktail circuit. All right, on this, I'm trying to remember, where did I get this article from? Crap, I hate when I should be properly sourcing, but I can't remember who we got this article from. Oh, all these rogue judges, all this action, I was going to play a video from these two Democrats are all excited about this ruling that from San Francisco. Against President Trump, and he has to rehire all these people. Now, Aaron, Will, everybody watching, who's funding these lawsuits against Trump? Somebody has to be. I mean, you're talking about multi hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on lawsuits right now. I mean, lawyers are $600 an hour. So, I mean, where's all that money come? Well, here, it's called State Democracy Defenders Fund. State Democracy Defenders Fund. So you can, of course, the world is inverted. It's exactly the opposite of everything you're seeing there. It's State Totalitarian Defenders Fund, is a left-of-center nonprofit, but if you actually pull them up on their website, they call themselves nonpartisan. But they're left. They're nonpartisan without one single Republican working for them, but they're nonpartisan.
Right.
That would be like saying that Foundation Church is nonpartisan. Don't worry, the pastor of Foundation Church, he's nonpartisan. I'm very partisan, extremely partisan. So State Democracy Defenders Fund is a left-to-center nonprofit organization. That's who's funding this in San Francisco right now, right at this moment. Formed in 2024 to engage in legal advocacy opposing Republican efforts, although it's nonpartisan, they say. Why is it not opposing Democrat efforts if it's nonpartisan? Efforts to implement changes to election administration procedures, such as efforts to remove non-citizens. They want to oppose removing non-citizens from voter rolls. Who? I mean, imagine if you're a Democrat right now and you are on the side of opposing the removal of non-citizens from voter rolls, and yet you claim that you're not for corruption. In Virginia and rejecting mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania with envelope errors, including a lack of signature. So they wanted mail-in ballots. They wanted to have ballots with lack of signature and lack of ID. All right, State Democracy Defenders Fund is one of two arms of the organization, the other being State Democracy Defenders Action, which is the one that's actually taking the quote-unquote action, and San Francisco. The fund is organized as an educational nonprofit, and most of its activities is centered around filing amicus briefs. You're like, Tom, this is really down in the weeds and in the minutiae. You got to understand how this stuff works. Instead of just going, oh, I'm for Trump. Okay, you need to understand how this all works. We all need to understand how this all works. We need to understand, because I can guarantee you this. As a matter of fact, I'll put a frickin' in there. I can guarantee you that this is NGO funded and that you and I, get this now, Will, the CR that we just passed, that's going to pass tomorrow with all Republicans voting for it except for Thomas Massie and Rand Paul, is now going to fund State Democracy Defenders Action.
Oh, good.
And Planned Parenthood.
Goody.
Isn't that great? Let's slaughter the unborn and pay for our own political demise. Isn't that great? And let's just keep on lumping on more and more debt. Because in the next 1,001, 1,002, go to 20, we just add another $1 million to the debt. So anyway, of its activities centered around filing amicus briefs in 2024 election-related court cases, State Democracy Defenders Fund is led and founded by, can anybody guess? Norm Eisen!
Oh my gosh.
There he is again! Isn't he in charge of CREW? I don't remember what the CREW stands for, but that's another one of these organizations, which again, they form an NGO. Oh, but the NGO doesn't pay for this, though. No, the NGO then donates to it. They donate to it. All these different NGOs, because that's what the United States is right now, is an NGO. Awesome, Aaron, keep that up. All the United States is right now is an NGO-forming institution. We're an NGO-forming organism, and those NGOs pay for all the Democratic Party initiatives, agenda, and propaganda around the world, which is the globalist left, bourgeois elitist that I'm always talking about. Oh, the other one that he's in charge of is all these little normie, and another effeminate man who's trying to rule the world, just like all the rest of them. He has the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. That's his other one, CREW. And he's suing Donald Trump. Little Norm Eisen. You ever listen to the guy talk? He is definitely the receiver in the relationship. Not the giver. He's the receiver. Just letting you know. All right. Let's go to Elon Musk and wokeness video. So everybody's seen this video. It's very viral. But we're going to deep dive into it. Shouldn't say deep dive after. I was just talking about receivers. But anyway... So, and wokeness video, because that's what everybody's thinking. But everybody's seen this video. But here's MSNBC justifies violence against Tesla as a form of protest, not domestic terror. So we all know what's going on. I'm gonna verify it via video footage in just a second. And here's where MSNBC stands on. And again, this is part of the opposition. Because if you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a Goebbels. You got to have a Mengele. You have somebody doing experimentations like lopping off penises, testicles, and breasts every day. You got to have a Mengele doing experimental mRNA, gene-altering vaccinations, and forcing the population to take them. If you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a Mengele. You got to have a Goebbels. Well, they do, and here's the Goebbels part of it. They call us Nazis, but we don't have a Goebbels. We have people like me who will badmouth our own leadership. But anyway, so MSNBC justifies violence against Tesla as a form of protest. Play for me.
But then you also overnight have this post claiming that protests at Tesla dealerships are illegal. He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism. Now, you know, I am judicious in how I play this sound, but I think you need to hear it from him.
Mr. President, talks about some of the violence that's been going on around the country at dealerships. Some say they should be labeled domestic terrorists.
I'll do it. I'm going to stop them. We catch anybody doing it because they're harming a great American company. Let me tell you, you do it to Tesla and you do it to any company, we're going to catch you and you're going to go through hell.
So just to be clear, you protest a private company, you are labeled by this administration a domestic terrorist.
Now, you hear how she signed, Aaron, see if you can find out who that chick is. But you see how she summarizes that statement. Donald Trump says, if you attack Tesla, if you attack them, you're going to be designated a domestic terrorist organization. Would you not be a terrorist organization if you're actually burning down buildings, if you're burning up cars? I don't think they burned down a building yet, but burning down cars and doing mass vandalism, is that not domestic terror? Isn't it? Well, of course. And so she says, Trump is now going to designate lawful protesters as domestic terror. Is that the case remotely? Is that what's going on? Is there really any lawful protests going on at all? There's protests. Some part of that protest is lawful because it's outside the building, and some of the protests is unlawful. Trump is saying, you know what? Anything that's unlawful, if you're doing damage, criminal damage to a building, to a business, and it's not just that either. If you're going to do business to a multi-billion dollar business that gives thousands of Americans jobs, then it is an act of domestic terrorism if you shut that business down. If you have a business that employs thousands of Americans, you shut that business down. That affects thousands of Americans, and people are actually trying to do that right now. Shut down Tesla. If you have people running down the side of the road, beating on the side of Teslas because Elon Musk is the one who produces Teslas, then it's an act of domestic terrorism. So anyway, so let's just see. Now, she said that, Donald Trump said that if you protest, see, it's again, you got to have a Goebbels. If you protest, it's an act of domestic terrorism, right? Well, let's just do this. Here is this just side by side, these guys, and you can leave the volume on, Aaron. Is this a protest right here? Good, play the first one. Is that a protest? You can play the volume. You can play the sound. It's okay. I'm gonna talk over it. Does that look like a protest to you? Right now. Is that a protest? Because she said that Donald Trump is going to call a protest an act of domestic terrorism. Is that a protest right there? Go to the next one for me, Will. I got to put my finger on it. So is that Aaron? Let me just ask you that.
Yeah.
You're a reasonable young man, 30 years old. Is that a protest?
No.
Or is that domestic terrorism?
Domestic terrorism.
Right. Okay. Go to the next one for me, Will. So here, okay, right there. Is that a protest? I mean, there's a Tesla charging station. Is that a protest? Imagine being somebody who's so devoid of integrity that you would say what that woman said about what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump simply said, if you're going to commit acts like this, you're going to be considered a domestic terrorist. And she says, Donald Trump said, if you simply protest, innocently protest at a Tesla dealership, you're going to be labeled a domestic terrorist. Is that what he said? No, he's saying people who commit acts like this will be labeled a domestic terrorist. You don't even need to label them because they are domestic terrorists. Go to the next one for me. Is this right here? Is that a protest? Going in there and doing thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage to Teslas? Look at this. Look at the lot. Is that protest? I mean, imagine this woman probably is married and has kids. We haven't found out her name yet?
No.
Okay. If you pull up the video anywhere on Twitter, her name's going to be there. I'm telling you, just pull up that video. Her name will pop up.
Is it Jackie Alemany?
I have no idea. But if you pull it up anywhere, I mean, it's so viral. If you just type it on the Twitter, it'll pop up. I just hate not knowing her name because I like to call these people out. It's not Aaron's fault. It's mine. I should add it. But anyway, is that right there? Does that look like a normal protest to you? Is that like, I mean, I've done some protesting. Anybody else? I know Aaron has. I don't know if your family ever came out, but we did protesting, anti-mask protesting. We stand on the side of corners. I did not really protest, but pro-Trump stuff on the street corners and stuff like that. I didn't go tear wheels off of cars. I didn't go set cars on fire.
No.
I mean, I was, and you know what? I wasn't deemed a domestic terrorist. Now, if I would have done those things, then I should have been deemed a domestic terrorist. All right, where are we at? Let's go to the next one. Is that it? Is that all of them? That was six of them? Those, nope, no, there's more. There's more. There we go. All right, now let's play. Yeah, play the volume. Is this right here? Is this a normal protest? Would you actually break? Now, is that not broken glass? I thought these were all lawful protests. Is it a lawful protest when you are criminally trespassing? You have to be removed from the building by force? But according to CNN or MSNBC, whoever they were, that Donald Trump said, if you are simply protesting. You're deemed a domestic terrorist. No, these people are trespassing and shutting down a business. You don't have the right to shut down a business anymore than you have the right to shut down a highway. You don't have the right to shut down anything. You have the right to stand peacefully and patriotically, on the side of the road and protest, or out in front of a business and protest on a public sidewalk. You don't have the right to do this. You don't have the right to do this. These are the ones who will be deemed domestic terrorists. All right, let's go to the next one. And see, this is what they're doing. And this is in like London or Great Britain somewhere, but he's side by side. So this is in London and Great Britain somewhere. So look what they're doing to Elon. Okay, I wonder why it is that he's on the Ukrainian death list. I don't know why he would be on the Ukrainian assassination list when Ukrainians are Nazis themselves. I'm just saying that not all Ukrainians, but of course the Azov Battalion is, which is part of the reason why we have this war going on to begin with, is the habitual molestation of the breakout provinces by the Azov Battalion. But here's how they're painting Elon. And somebody actually bought that ad, and it's allowed to be put up in whatever city that is in Great Britain. And this is going on all over Twitter, too. They do the same thing. And it should be, because you know what? You're allowed. It's free speech. If it's defamation, Elon can sue him. Elon should go after them. Elon is suing the living crap out of Whoopi Goldberg right now. Whoopi Goldberg better be just enjoying her days of being a multimillionaire, because she may not be a multimillionaire for much longer. So Elon's suing the crap out of her for defamation. All right, let's go to the next one. So here's this now. Here's the latest. Is that lawful? Is that lawful? No, it's not. They're trespassing. They need to be removed from the building. They're actually inside a Tesla. You're not allowed to do that. Tom, how would you know? Because I'm a cop for 25 years. I can tell you this, trespassing laws are the same in every state of the union. You're not allowed to be there. I guarantee you they've already been trespassed. They've already been told to leave, and they're not leaving. These are domestic terrorists. Then you're trying to affect this building. You are trying to affect this business. So you know what? You get kicked out. Now, that's lawful. Go ahead. Fine. Go ahead. You want to do that? Fine. Good. You're a stupid idiot. And every one of these people is being paid via the NGOs that you and I are funding. And that, by the way, just another side note, we're continuing the fund via the CR that was just passed. And, you know, if you viewership's a little lower tonight than normal because I said negative things about Donald Trump. Don't be a sycophant. This CR should not have been passed. He shouldn't be pushing for the CR. We are funding these people via this CR. We're funding them via NGOs. We need to say this. We need to say it because that's what's true. All right, let's go to the next thing here. All right. So here's the other. Where is that? Oh, man. Oh. All right, so here is. It's kind of the same story, but I'm moving into Mahmoud Khalil, which is another excuse for the left to attack Donald Trump. So Mahmoud Khalil has been kicked out. Columbia student has been, I don't even know if he's been officially detained or arrested, but I believe he's been arrested, but I'm not sure. But he's getting his green card revoked because he's a Hamas sympathizer and has stirred up pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, even violent, quote unquote, what CNN would call a protest in this country. Because I guess violence, according to mainstream media, as long as it's a leftist doing it, is okay. But if a right winger commits any act of violence, even things that aren't violence, and again, in this modern world, you have to define every last term because in the left's mind, violence for a right winger is standing in front of an abortion clinic singing How Great Thou Art, and you get arrested and put in prison for 3 years under the FACE Act. So now, though, Mahmoud Khalil has his green card is being revoked, right? Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is me. Well, this is not a slide. Marjorie Taylor Greene wrote today, Democratic protesters occupied, matter of fact, just side by side it. And keep it going because eventually I'm going to play the volume on it. I'm going to play the sound on it. So here's, this is Trump Tower. Is this allowed? Aaron, is this allowed?
Nope.
Okay, right. And then many of these people did end up getting arrested. Okay. Is this really nonviolent when you're trying to shut down a business? I don't think that would be nonviolent. So Democratic protesters, and every single one of these people is getting paid from NGOs that you and I just funded via the CR that will be passed tomorrow. Democrat protesters occupy Trump Tower in New York City, chanting, "Free Mahmoud." This is what you're about if you're a Democrat now. Imagine that. Say you're just a run-of-the-mill firefighter, factory worker, cop, whatever it is that you are as a Democrat. This is what you're for now, right here. To keep a Hamas, Hamas is, it doesn't matter how you think about Israel. It doesn't matter. Hamas is anti-America. Now listen, you have the right as an American citizen to say whatever you want. You do. You have the, and if you're here and you're Mahmoud Khalil, you even under the auspices and umbrella of the Constitution have the right to say what you want. But you are not subject to the jurisdiction therein. You don't have the rights of the Constitution, so you can be removed. If Will decides to be, and Aaron decides to be anti-Christian, anti-white, anti-black, anti-Semitical, whatever, they have the right to do it as an American. You do too. It's under the First Amendment. You can. It's stupid, but you have the right to do it. But in America, there is a sliver of federal law that says the Secretary of State can remove anybody from this country that doesn't adhere to the foreign policy of this country. Not Will, because Will is a citizen of this country. But if you are here by our good graces, like Mahmoud Khalil, strike one, then if you decide to be a Hamas supporter and a Hamas violent protest organizer, then you're out. You don't have, what about his first? He doesn't have First Amendment rights. We have to extend to him. See if you can understand what I'm saying here, but not because it's not a clear statement. You and I have to extend to him constitutional rights because we're governed by it, but he doesn't have them himself. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can't go, well, we can just kill these people. Okay, we can't do that because that would be violating our own constitution. All right. But they don't have constitutional rights. They don't have a right to an attorney. They have nothing. We have a right to an attorney.
Yep.
They don't have a right to an attorney. They go, bye-bye. That's the way that it is. That's why you can go through your embassy and try to work things. It's not going to happen. I mean, but you don't have constitutional rights. We extend to them constitutional rights. We treat everybody humanely, even the kids in the cages. Everybody gets treated humanely because we're extending to them via ourselves, our constitutional rights, but they have none themselves. You got to hear the noise here. Aaron, just roll it all the way back to the beginning and then just play.
Freedom all! Freedom all! Freedom all! Freedom all!
Free Mahmoud! We're an American. They're all chanting. Free the Hamas sympathizers. Now, Hamas is simply the ones, of course, that were responding. I'm going to shout over. It's okay. They're the ones, of course, that are in favor on 10-7 of raping Americans, raping teenagers, raping Israelis, killing 1,400 people, 30 of which were Americans. Free Mahmoud! Free Mahmoud is in favor of the people who killed all those people. Bring it back to me. And I know there's a lot of complexities with Israel. I know Israel's not perfect. It's either the United States. I know Mossad and MI6 and CIA are behind Epstein. I understand it, but so is the United States. See what I'm saying? I understand it, but Hamas still raped people, okay? I mean, so they need to be dealt with as rapists. Just like any illegal that comes into this country and they rape somebody, they need to be dealt with as a rapist. They may have come from a country where there's lots of oppression. It doesn't matter. None of the complexity. You were raped. You decided to rape somebody. So you know what? You're going to be treated as a rapist. That's what Hamas needs to be treated as. They keep turning over their hostages. You know what you're supposed to do with hostages? Keep them alive and use them for leverage. They turn over their hostages dead over and over again. About 70% of the hostages that they're turning over are dead. You have families that are simply, they murdered you. I don't know if I ever got to. I think I got to it on the podcast. The Israeli woman with her two small boys killed all three of them. Why are you killing a four-year-old kid with a 2-year-old? Why would you kill them? Why? Who's responsible for going up and putting a bullet in their brain? And this guy organizes protests in their favor. Here's Marco Rubio's response. Play it for me.
President Trump appealed to a lot of Americans during his campaign on free speech arguments and not suppressing speech, especially from the government. But your revocation of the green card, to many, is seen as one of the most anti-speech actions a secretary can take with his powers. How do you respond?
Yeah, when you enter this is an important point, and I'm glad you asked this question. When you come to the United States as a visitor, which is what a visa is, which is how this individual entered this country, on a visitor's visa, okay, you are here as a visitor. We can deny you that visa. We can deny you that if you tell us when you apply, hi, I'm trying to get into the United States on a student visa. I am a big supporter of Hamas, a murderous, barbaric group that kidnaps children, that rapes teenage girls, that takes hostages, that allows them to die in captivity, that returns more bodies than live hostages. If you tell us that you are in favor of a group like this, and if you tell us when you apply for your visa, and by the way, I intend to come to your country as a student, and rile up all kinds of anti-Jewish student, anti-Semitic activities. I intend to shut down your universities. If you told us all these things when you applied for a visa, we would deny your visa. I hope we would. If you actually end up doing that, once you're in this country on such a visa, we will revoke it. And if you end up having a green card, not citizenship, but a green card as a result of that visa while you're here in those activities, we're going to kick you out. It's as simple as that. This is not about free speech. This is about people that don't have a right to be in the United States to begin with. No one has a right to a student visa. No one has a right to a green card, by the way. So when you apply for a student visa or any visa to enter the United States, we have a right to deny you for virtually any reason. But I think being a supporter of Hamas and coming into our universities and turning them upside down and being complicit in what are clearly crimes of vandalization, complicit in shutting down learning institutions. There are kids at these schools that can't go to class. You pay all this money to these high-priced schools that are supposed to be of great esteem, and you can't even go to class. You're afraid to go to class because these lunatics are running around with covers on their face, screaming terrifying things. If you told us that's what you intended to do when you came to America, we would have never let you in. And if you do it once you get in, we're going to revoke it and kick you out.
It's got nothing to do with free speech. He's not being removed. He doesn't have free speech. You and I have free speech. Rubio won't say it because that's not politically expedient to say those things. Just like the things that I said and what I said about Trump tonight. You know, that Trump shouldn't be supporting the CR. He shouldn't be. You just have to say what's true, guys. Everybody does. I'm not saying the people that are still watching. I'm just saying everybody doesn't matter. Even if we don't agree, you should be able to go ahead and speak with that which is true. It's as simple as that. And Marco Rubio should have said, it's not about free speech, because free speech doesn't apply to him because he's not, again, this is, it's just like birthright citizenship. It doesn't exist because the people who are born here to illegals or are born here from Chinese mothers flown over here in their final trimester to have their babies here so that their kids have birthright citizenship and then fly back to Beijing. Does everybody think that's what the founders meant by birthright citizenship? We all just grow a brain. A lot of people need to grow nuts, and there's a lot of people that need to grow brains. That's not what they meant. Birthright citizenship is for a American or a naturalized American or an American who's earned their citizenship. So in other words, an American. And they have a baby with another American, and everybody's subject to the jurisdiction they're in. That is birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
It's quite simple. It's the same thing here. That's because you are then an American because you're subject to the jurisdiction they're in. This guy, Mahmoud Khalil, he's not subject to, he's a green card holder. And like Marco Rubio said, Aaron actually brought this up. If you actually come into the country and say, you know what, I'm an ISIS guy, you're going to be allowed in? What about free speech, Will? You fought ISIS in a real war? What about free speech? He doesn't have that right. Will's got that right. If Will come out right now and say, you know what, I hate Foundation Church. He has the right to say Foundation. He can say it. He can say whatever he wants. He's subject to the jurisdiction there, and I can say whatever I want. You can't. Now, if we cross the line to defamation, that's civil. Speech should never be a crime. But it's got nothing to do with speech. And if he comes in, like Aaron was saying, well, you say I'm for Al-Qaeda. I love Hezbollah. Are you going to be allowed in? No, because now we can say those things because we're Americans. We're not stupid enough to say I love Hezbollah because anybody who loves Hezbollah is an idiot. I'm just saying you have the right to say it. He doesn't because he's here by our good graces, and we have the right to remove him as we please. And I'll give you an example of this. In the state of Florida, which I've used this example before, I had this nutbag that was hanging around the church. Actually came the first... It was actually supposed to be our first podcast night, but we had to go back to doing a Facebook Live because it was the COVID time, so you couldn't get tech in.
Yeah.
So it took 6, 8, 10 weeks to get tech in when we were trying to launch the podcast. But anyway, we launched it the next week. And I was sitting in my F-250 doing a Facebook Live, and this idiot comes up and starts, just trying to put his leaflets on my car and knocking on my window and all this stuff. I mean, I had 96 people watching. I mean, I don't know why but he's an idiot. I've dealt with him before. But anyway... So I trespassed him, and all the cops are saying to me, why do you want him trespassed? I said, because I want him trespassed. And I wouldn't play their game either. I could have said things like, you know what, because he's a nuisance, I'm concerned about safety, I'm not, you know, my own safety, I would have loved the opportunity. I just don't want to go to jail. Because his wife would have been the only witness, because she's a stupid idiot too, and she's sitting there in the car, and you're like, Tom, you're a pastor. You shouldn't be calling people stupid idiots. No, you should. You know when, Aaron, do you know when you call people stupid idiots?
When they're being a stupid idiot.
Exactly. That's what you do. Yeah. That's what you do. So... If I would have gotten a physical fight with this guy, the only witness is his wife. So I'm not going to do that because, I would have loved it. I would have loved to get into a physical confrontation with the guy. But anyway, I would. But anyway, so I just called the cops and had him trespassed. And the cops were like, well, why do you want him trespassed? I said, that's none of your concern. I want him trespassed. Drive to his house and trespass him. And because this was at a county over from the cops that I know. And I've been, at that point, retired for about 2 years. And... They kind of like wouldn't do it. So I said, give me your supervisor. And I'm like, and the supervisor, why do you want to trust? It doesn't matter. If I have a law or a rule in Foundation Church that every single person that walks in has to be wearing a pink tutu, then, and you don't, I have the right to trespass you off the property.
Yep.
That's the way it is. Now, of course, we'll be a very small church. I'm just saying, though, that's how it would work. You have the right to do that. If Will doesn't want to allow white women on his house property, he doesn't have to, except for his wife, because she's, it's a, I'm trying to think of the legal. It's like, they both kind of join on the house, according to Florida state statute. So they both own the house, so she'd have to be allowed in. But if you want to do that, he could say, you know what? I don't want anybody who's ever touched a puppy in my house. He has the right to do that. He can trespass anybody who violates it. I don't want him on our property. All right, that's the way it is in the United States. We don't want you here. Simple as that. Why? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll always tell them. Because that's how I am. That's why I'm not invited to go speak anywhere.
True.
So I would just tell him to the face. You know, the reason why is because you're a moron. You're an idiot. So you're just not, that's why. I had a guy get mad at me on the interstate, pulls up next to me, rolls down his window, and he starts yelling at me. I said, listen, dude, I can't help that you're an idiot. I told him that over and over again. I cannot help the very fact that you're an idiot. That's what I told him over and over again. And that's what he was. But anyway, let's go to this one. So this is Turnabout is Fair Play. So here in the state of Vermont, home of Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's was on, just on one of those guys. I don't know if it was Ben or it was Jerry's was on the PBD podcast. A pretty good interview, though. So here's what happens. This is the quote unquote Turnabout is Fair Play. Look what's happening in the state of Vermont. Now, all the people of Vermont always are voting in all these Democrats and all these Democratic Party policies, and they're always voting for transgenderism. They're always wanting men to play in women's sports. They want men, fully penis men, to be allowed in women's locker rooms so they can leer at women taking showers. That's what they want. They want all of this, what they would call freedom, what they would call maybe libertarianism or whatever, but it's not libertarianism. Libertarian is the opposite. You have rights until they impede upon the rights of another. But anyway, so now in Vermont lives a TikTok video. Unhinged transgender activists invaded the Vermont Capitol. Play it for me. Now, you can tell that woman that's talking right there, you can tell she's a leftist. And now she is eating the fruits of the policies that she endorses because she's fine with Republicans being shouted over. As long as what they're always good with is they are fine with Republicans being shouted over because Republicans are such a threat that laws don't apply to them. Just like Elon's such a threat. Alex Jones is such a threat. Trump is such a threat. You can just assassinate these people and be on a Ukrainian hit list. Because they're such a threat that laws don't apply to them, right? That's what they always thinking. And now they're not really actual policies, but all their belief system is now turning on them. Look at these guys. That's their people. That woman right there votes for the exact same people as that idiot behind her with the pink hat on. They vote for the exact same people. If those two idiots were doing this to Donald Trump, she'd be perfectly fine with it. But the problem is once you allow them to do it to Trump, you've opened Pandora's box, and now they're going to do it to you. And that is the way that it goes. We've talked about this all during COVID under the moniker of Gators Gotta Eat. Because if you sit there and you go, you know what? I am absolutely fine with my political opponents being unjustly persecuted via prosecution, then it will happen to you. If you're fine with unfettered civil disruptions because of your political opposition so horrible they deserve it and laws don't apply to them, then it's going to happen to you. And that's what's happening right here. All right, let's go to the next thing. This is what Democrats put out today. If you don't have to blow them up, Aaron. If everyone, you can find this all over Twitter. It's viral. Democrats got caught doing it again. They did it again. They're so brainless. What do Republicans ever put out? When do we ever put out pre-printed statements to anybody? When do we ever do that? And listen, I'm a Republican, always have been, always will be. I'm just saying, when do we ever put, that's the beauty of Donald Trump. There's never anything pre-printed with Donald Trump. It's off the cuff, baby, off the cuff. So there they get caught again, putting out the exact same tweet to everybody. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can make it out. Aaron, blow it up a little bit. I'm going to read it the best I can. All I need is like top left-hand corner. I mean, I know you got to blow up, but it's one thing. But that's good. That's all I need right there. House Democrats stand united. They're all for a 4-week. Look at the one underneath it. House Democrats stand united for a 4-week. Look at the one over here. House Democrats stand united for a 4-week. Go over to Mark, whatever his name is. House Democrats stand united for a 4-week. Go up to Amelia Strong Sykes. House Democrats stand united for a 4-week. This is, you can't write your own freaking tweet.
No.
You don't have the ability. Remember, they already got caught with the video. Remember the video that we, they got, you get blown up for doing it. And then they do the choose your fighter thing. And then they do this, and you're like, well, it's just nine. Go to the next one for me. Well, oh, no, it's way more than nine.
Oh, my gosh.
They all did it.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
You're a Democrat? These are the people that you vote for that are so mindless, they can't put out their own tweets. They cannot even put out their own tweets. All right, let me skip ahead because I already did all the CR stuff, and I've got a whole thing on the CR. I don't need to do it again. You guys have already heard it. Love Trump. Just shouldn't have passed the CR. Shouldn't have been in support of passing the CR. Simple as that, right? It's not hard. Let's go. Hey, well, skip ahead to Libs of TikTok, new border numbers. You demand right there. Play for me.
Let's take a look at this. It is one of the most dangerous, treacherous stretches of landscape to get to this country. The Darien Gap. Many people die along the trail there. There were 408 crossings through there last month. Now, there are ways to go around it, but can you even imagine? If we know that number of how many came through, how many didn't make it? That's a massive drop from August 2023. You ready for this? 82,000. If 408 still sounds like a lot because many of them are children who are being carried, we know that from the reporting that's gone on. 82,000? How many people died trying to get here? I mean, this is huge evidence against the Biden-Harris administration that they weren't just derelict in their duties. They were deadly dangerous. I want to go now to Brooke Taylor, who's live in Dallas, Texas, with more on this. Brooke.
Hi, Harris. Well, DHS and ICE leaders say that right now, just in the first 50 days as President Trump was under office, they say that these top officials say that they're dealing with a massive problem because of this. Detention facilities are at full capacity, maxed out with 47,600 detainees because, as you just mentioned there, they're outpacing those arrest numbers that we saw under the Biden administration. So senior officials say that they're working with the Defense Department for more bed space, but they would also need more funding from Congress, as we see going on right now. The senior DHS and ICE officials also giving us new arrest numbers, as you mentioned. Check this out. During President Trump's first 50 days in office, ICE arrested roughly 32,800 illegal aliens. Of those arrests, senior leaders say around 14,000 were convicted criminals. Nearly 10,000 have pending criminal charges, and the remaining were in the United States illegally.
So basically, all mission is being accomplished. So that going from back to front is that Tom Holman said, we're basically going to be targeting criminal illegals, which are people who committed crimes after committing the initial crime of the felonious illegal entry of this country. Those are the people that we're targeting, and 75% of the Holman arrests are those people. So that's being accomplished. Will made a great observation. He says, don't you wish that we were able to pass comprehensive border reform? Because we had a systemic problem at the border that would have enabled the Biden administration to accomplish this. So Trump, once again, proving you don't need comprehensive border reform. You don't need a border infiltration bill that you call the border security bill. You simply close the border. Life is so easy. Just like if you want to lower debts and deficits, go back to 2019 spending now. Not September, now. Like, Tom, you're all hung up on that. I know. Republican failures piss me off. But here's the real numbers. I mean, look at that. I mean, this is Aaron actually laughed because you're like, what the heck is going on here? I mean, remember now, we were told by the border czar, Kamala Harris, that the border is broken. You know, the immigration system is broken. How's it broken? Because under Kamala Harris, the border czar, in August of 2023, we had 82,000 people a month going through the Darien Gap. 82,000. Remember all the videos we used to play all the time down there with Ben Burkquam? They're sitting there just one human train after another. And then it gets chopped in half, or even more than half, by February of 2024, 37 04. So, I mean, it gets chopped in half right there in February of that, which is good because why was Biden? Because Biden was running for president. And now in this February, let's just compare the two numbers, shall we? 37,000 under the Biden administration in February, and under the Trump administration, 408. Where's your comprehensive border reform? I mean, where's your border? Where's your James Cuckboy Lankford border security bill? Why is Cuckboy Lankford not going find himself a find himself a nice bully pulpit and find himself a nice podium and actually apologize for his cuckness? I mean, truly amazing numbers. Truly amazing numbers. Look at this now. Kayleigh McEnany, she put out a little tidbit of information here that I've never heard before. And I'm gonna let her speak for herself instead of getting out of it. But anyway, Kayleigh McEnany video, NBC, immigration accounted for, listen to these numbers, play for me.
Look at this headline. I couldn't believe it. I texted around. I was like, this can't be real. This happened in the middle of the Biden administration. This is NBC News this morning. Immigration accounted for all, look at that, all U.S. population growth in 2022 to 23, the first time since 1850. So you had the entirety of the increase of the U.S. population coming from immigration, most of it illegal, rather than live births of U.S. citizens. That's stunning. And this as they're cooking the numbers. Bill Malusian, though, sent some real numbers, and I love it. He gives all this data. I just have so much fun on my calculator. He just sent out some new data that gotaways are down to about 77 a day. That is down from 1,080. There you go, 1,830. Amazing number. And the numbers you put up, Emily, I did some back of the envelope math. If you look at the percentage of criminals that are being arrested, because everyone's like, you know, we don't want to get non-criminals, that's our focus. 73.4% of those arrested have been criminals or those with a criminal charge, more than 1,000 gang members. Think about all the lives saved from fentanyl, all the Lake and Rileys out there whose lives might have been saved because this administration's taking it seriously.
Let's play the game again. Let's look at the numbers. Daily gotaways under the borders are Kamala Harris. And you know, and you have all of these rhino Republicans who said that the immigration system is broken. We need comprehensive border reform. We need a bill to be passed. That's what McConnell said. That's what Romney said. That's what James Cuckboy Lankford said, and many others. Tom Cotton, I'm sure. We need to have comprehensive border reform. No, you don't. That's all lies. That's simply propaganda to perpetuate a system that creates NGOs that sends those same politicians money. If you don't have a border problem, then you don't need non-government organizations, i.e. Jewish charities and Catholic charities, to address a problem that should never exist. If you don't have the problem, you don't need the NGOs to address the problem, which, by the way, they don't address the problem. They enhance the problem, and they facilitate the problem, and they traffic kids. So here it is, daily gotaways. Daily gotaways. I mean, it's just a small change, just a little change. Under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, 1,800 a day. 1,800 a day, and under Donald J. Trump and Tom Homan, 77. 77 a day, 1,750 more a day under the people that you vote for, Democrats. I mean, if it was me and I sat there and I pimped and whored comprehensive border reform and these numbers were coming out, I would get to a podium as quick as I can and say, man, I'm sorry for what I said. All right, let me show you this. Breaking 9/11 video. Big deal here. Holy crap, TMZ. But if you want to see actual breaking news a lot of times, it's like the TMZs of the world to get it. Now, I'm not, they're leftist, but I'm just saying that they get news way better because they're like us and like Alex, they're unfiltered. I break 9/11 video. Holy crap, Diddy's lawyers allege CNN. Get this. Play it for me.
We just broke a huge story on the website.
An unbelievable story.
Remember the Cassie video? This is Diddy beating Cassie in the hallway of the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles back in 2016. Everybody assumed this video was going to be a really important part of the federal case, even though he's not being charged for this. The prosecution wanted to play this video to the jury in the federal case. I do not think that's going to happen because CNN, according to the defense, altered this video before it aired it and has now destroyed the original.
Like I said, unbelievable, if true, that original copy of that video has been destroyed. I can't even get into why it would have been destroyed. But the bottom line for the case, as you say, is if that's true, it's going to be a huge hurdle in getting this admitted.
It's not going to get admitted. But let's get into what happened. Now, there is a joint letter that was filed today in federal court by both the prosecution and the defense regarding evidence. Now, this portion of the letter involving the Cassie video, it was the narrative is from the defense.
Right.
So let's get into what the defense is saying.
So here's what they say about the tape. They say CNN purchased the only copy, only known copy of the hotel surveillance footage, uploaded that footage into a free editing software, altered the video, and then destroyed the original footage, even though it knew about and repeatedly reported about the federal investigation.
Okay, that is breathtaking for a couple of...
So weird, isn't it? I mean, again, you've got the Maui police chief. You got Maui burned to the ground. We have no idea, John Pelletier. No idea what happened there. Nobody's back in their homes yet. Nobody's allowed in. Nobody's allowed to rebuild. You have no water for a fire. And you actually had the police redirecting the people back into the fire to die. And then L.A. burns to the ground. Of course, that happens too. Same exact thing, no water. And Pelletier is also in charge of the Las Vegas shooting. And nobody has any idea what that was all about, except to stir up anti-gun sentiment. And now it turns out that Pelletier, allegedly, was a security worker, a security guard, like a high-paid security guard for Diddy himself, and orchestrated the cover-up of a rape, allegedly. Weird, isn't it? And now you have CNN, who, of course, Will's bringing up, shows up mysteriously, the only ones to show up at the Roger Stone FBI raid. Weird how they seem to not be an unbiased, non-partial journalist organization, media organization. They appear to be part of covering up evidence. You're like, it's all the same, isn't it? Because the J6 committee deleted all of their investigative material. That's weird. The vaccine, vaccine companies want to keep their vaccine developmental data sequestered for 75 years. The J6 committee, of the evidence they didn't destroy, want to keep that evidence sequestered for 66 years. And now, lo and behold, we all know he's a CIA op, he's a Mossad op. He's an MI6 op, whatever. It's another honeypot extortion scheme that's going on. I.e., this is the hip-hop version of Jeffrey Epstein. We know that. We all know that's what it is. It's just a honeypot scheme, extortion scheme, leverage scheme to get people, you know, once you are caught having sex with a dude, now they've got leverage. You've got a videotape of you having sex with a guy. Now they've got leverage for you. Now you'll vote the way we want you to vote, right? And they'll still, and by the way, even though you are leveraged, we're going to make you a multimillionaire and a celebrity, and you're a celebrity politician, celebrity actor, whatever. That's the point of these honeypot schemes, these extortion schemes. And Aaron brought up a very valid point here. Now, wouldn't this be evidence for somebody? I mean, first of all, you'd have the local jurisdiction. Now, speaking as a cop from a local jurisdiction, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, if you had a assault on video, that would be in our property office. That would be in our property locker, stored as evidence, marked, taped, and untouchable. We're not the FBI that just loses evidence. The only people that actually lose evidence is the Secret Service and the FBI. They're the only ones who actually lose evidence. So how in the world did it get to be where CNN altered the video of P. Diddy beating that girl? And then they altered it. Oh, what? No, that was CBS who altered the interview with Kamala Harris. Right. But anyway, another Pravda, Mockingbird, Goebbels Media. Altered these people, and then they look down their noses at us. And they'll say, you can't trust sources like the TLP podcast. Oh, we can trust you, though, because you alter the video and then destroy the original footage. Why would you destroy the original? There's no way. It's not a nefarious motive when you destroy the original. There's no justification for it. There's no altruistic, righteous justification for destroying evidence. Unless you're trying to cover up. Maybe this story is what caused them to finally raid P. Diddy, because they felt his benefactors felt exposed. But CNN altered the video, the original video. Somehow CNN gets it instead of the cops or the FBI or anybody else. Altered the video and then destroyed the original footage, even though it knew about and repeatedly reported about the federal investigation. Gee, I wonder who told him to do that. Christopher Wray? All right, that's good. 10:27. Man, a late one tonight. Been doing good. I've been trying to stay sub 10:20. Made it a couple nights in a row. All right, Rumble Rants tonight. Texas Billy, $50. Dave Souders, $20. Love you guys in the rant. Love you guys in the chat. Stick around for the post game. Be in about 30 seconds from right now. Stick around for it. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you guys.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.